Arkansas lays claim to quite a history of entrepreneurial activity. Spend even a day here and you'll likely hear the stories about Sam Walton, J.B. Hunt, or John W. Tyson. The spirit is still being cultivated in Northwest Arkansas with competitions, business incubators, and centers designed to help businesses develop, like the Iceberg co-working site in downtown Fayetteville. In central Arkansas, another engine for entrepreneurs is gearing up to try to find the next Sam Walton. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently discussed the proposed Fab Lab with developer Greg Nabholz. The project is designed to bring new business minds to downtown North Little Rock in hopes of having some of those ideas spread around the state.
What got you interested in downtown North Little Rock to begin with? When you first started working on developments down there, it was a sleepy little sister city to what was happening in Little Rock's downtown river market.
Sure. Well, it was we got the opportunity to be introduced to John Godin and Harold Tenenbaum, who are two business partners in our New Argenta Fund. And it was, I had always had that interest in downtown and revitalizing cities' cores. And it was just an opportunity. It was a great investment opportunity for our company to partner with them. And from there, I've lived in downtown for 5.5 years and really enjoying it.
Tell me what, before we get to this particular project, tell me what was kind of the first big phase. What do you think got downtown Argenta over the hump? Because there was a period of time where there was just a little bit of activity, and now it's flourishing down there.
Well, I think the key that's unique in many ways is that you had the full participation of the city. You had a city, the mayor, the leadership there, that and the city council that understood and got the vision of what a strong downtown means for the entire city. And you also had a very engaged nonprofit sector. The CDC, Argenta Community Development Corporation, was already in existence and was a big part in getting a lot of the residential component of Argenta revitalized. And so when you have that, bringing in also the private sector, those three stools really led to all the other things that really make a great place, placemaking.
You started a lot of this, though, right before the economic crash in 2008.
Yeah, timing is everything. We're probably, exactly. Well, the lucky thing that I guess you can say the silver lining in all that is that in 2009, when in the midst of this crash, is when the city, the private sector, as well as the nonprofit sector, we all came together and did the master plan for Argenta, which is was completed in 2010. And so that gave us some time to really sit back and plan and do everything right. And since that time, been in the process of getting all the necessary pieces of the puzzle, put together, the entitling of the properties, all the infrastructure work and getting everything teed up, for a better word.
Sewer, roads, water,
to,
all that
to
kind
really
of stuff,
to where
right?
Now we can really take off. And we're probably 2 years, behind where we'd really like to be. But the good thing is the timing of everything, and with all the trends and the big interest in just people wanting to move, to both sides of the river, downtown, whether that's on the Little Rock side or Argenta. So it's very exciting times.
That latest Metro Plan study that just came out about 2 weeks ago,
yes,
looking at the last three years' worth of demographic growth, actually showed that North Little Rock had the highest growth of any city in the Metro Plan region. That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's exciting to hear, and it is impressive. And people want to be able to, work, live, and shop, entertain, all within walking distance, and we're really seeing that play out. And it's not just the college age young people or the retired people. There's a lot of people with families that are moving to Argenta, which is exciting. It's not dictated by one specific demographic. It's across the board.
Sounds like you've got some projects in the works here. We'll talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk about this big one that was announced this last week. You're not necessarily involved in this other than just being supportive of it, but the Argenta Innovation Center. I believe we've got a graphic to kind of pull up what this does here. It's basically three kind of components. The Silver Mine is an entrepreneur exchange. You've got the Fab Lab, where finding ways to make technology more tangible and useful, bring it to the marketplace and do some things. And you got the Art Connection, which is really geared towards students in North Little Rock and the arts program. So how does all of that kind of work together in your mind to create an environment for business startups?
Well, it's just a component of an overall neighborhood plan to really have a thriving, creative, strong core. And to do that, you know, the key is to, we got to attract the talent, we got to retain it, and we got to grow it. And what this is so significant in doing is it's kind of taking three different creative components and putting them in one space, that the three of them kind of hit creativity from a different angle. But when you combine them together, the power of that is really going to be significant. And I think it's not only significant for just Argenta, but you know the city of North Little Rock, you know, the city of Little Rock, all of Central Arkansas, and really the state. And this is, you know, the first of, hopefully, as our state really takes off in this fashion. I mean, we're a home. I mean, Arkansas is the home of entrepreneurs. I mean, we're the state that does it better than anyone else.
You're looking for the next Sam Walton.
We're looking for the next many, many Sam Waltons.
Greg Nabholz is a developer in Central Arkansas and one of the guiding forces behind the Fab Lab and other entrepreneurial concepts in the state. You can learn more about it at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.